Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the anxious, preoccupied relationship to limerence. So limerence is a really interesting topic, and I feel like it's something that actually shows us so many intricate parts of ourselves if we're willing to open our minds and really pay attention. I really feel like everything that we sort of go through and experience in life is often feedback about what's unresolved in us, what needs healing, what's working really well, what we should keep pouring into, and what's not working sometimes, and what powerful lessons we can extract from those experiences. And in this case, limerence really falls into that area, which is limerence can be something that's obsessive, that's destabilizing, that makes us abandon ourselves, that makes us feel like we don't even know who we are in the moment we come across our object of limerence. And it's such an intense infatuation that it can make us feel really unstable and unconfident and really obsessed with something other than, you know, being able to be present in our own lives and our own experience. And some people are like, oh, I love the feeling of limerence. It's actually something that happens quite commonly. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying infatuation and the excitement and the fun around it. I think it's just something really powerful to pay attention to if we find that limerence has gone really far and we are prioritizing obsessing over somebody else, over being present and showing up to do the work in our own lives, to be the best version of ourselves that we can be and to support and nourish ourselves and growing every day. Now, when it comes to anxious, preoccupied attachment style individuals, their relationship to limerence is one where they often experience limerence very often, very intensely. And the real root of it is related to some form of self-abandonment that's taking place in the relationship to themselves. So you'll often see that APs will go into people-pleasing mode around their object of limerence, be so consumed with trying to get somebody's approval or get somebody's attention or connection and win them over, that they forget about like their own boundaries, their own needs, their own self-care routines and rituals, and will sort of like put everything about themselves on the back burner because they are prioritizing somebody else. And this is where we get into a place where limerence can be tricky for the anxious preoccupied because it can actually be a bit of an Achilles heel in their own lives. So limerence, when it comes to the anxious, preoccupied individual, is telling you very crucial things about yourself. And what you'll find is there's actually a pattern within the limerence that's occurring. And that pattern is that in all of the needs that you're obsessing over somebody potentially meeting. So when you think of like limerence, think of it this way. If you can't get your needs met in the present, your subconscious mind is very smart and it will find ways of getting needs met in fantasies of the future or memories of the past. And in this case, as it relates to limerence, you'll often see the anxious, preoccupied attachment style fantasize about these future-oriented scenarios and circumstances where their needs are getting met. And if you pay close attention and you break down the fantasies, you'll see that they follow a few key themes. An example could be that you keep fantasizing that you are traveling with this person and you're so excited to explore with them. So maybe there's this need for exploration missing in your life. Maybe you'll see that in the fantasy of this individual, you keep feeling really wanted and special and seen. And so you fantasize about this person seeing you and being like, wow, you're so amazing. And that tells you that if your brain is breaking off from the present moment to go into fantasy of the future, that's your subconscious mind trying to get these needs met that are obviously running fairly on empty in the present moment. And so what you can do is these fantasies you're having in regards to your object of limerence, and you'll see APs, their relationship to limerence is that they tend to experience limerence more than other attachment styles, more frequently, and to about the same degree of intensity, give or take, depending on the situation and the person, but much more frequently. And it's because they're trying to always fill their cups. of needs from the outside in. And anxious, preoccupied individuals are so focused on their external world because that's how they know how to get their needs met. And so it's a very powerful opportunity for you to look and be like, hey, how can I grow from this experience? How can I take this limerence feeling that's like partially feels good and infatuation feels exciting, but also can feel destabilizing, can feel obsessive. There's actually a lot of draining on my energy of life. If I pay attention to that, I ruminate about this person all the time. And I'm not here doing me, my own life, filling my own needs, empowering myself from the inside out. I'm trying to do it from the outside in all the time through limerence. And how can I take that information and those lessons and be like, what exactly am I so in limerence about? And so here's a few steps that you want to take. And actually, I have a full course on this if you want to go into detail. So if you're somebody who experiences limerence often, you'll find a couple key things. Limerence often doesn't work out. And it's because your subconscious mind is not primed to receive from the person where your buckets are running on empty to begin with. So what does that actually mean? It means when, if you pay attention, like when you have something missing within you, your subconscious mind will reject it from the outside in. It will like it and fantasize, but when it really comes to fruition, it won't allow it to stick around for very long because it may crave this need, but ultimately at the bottom rung of the ladder, your subconscious wants stability and survival. And so you may crave this need. Maybe it's a need for somebody to give you attention because there's no attention you're really giving to yourself. All of your attention is focused outward. And so you may crave this, but then when somebody comes along and actually gives you attention, your subconscious is like, ooh, this feels good temporarily. But then it starts going, whoa, this is outside of my comfort zone. And it will eventually prioritize comfort and safety and reject, self-sabotage that person away. And so your subconscious is not primed to really receive the things in an abundance of form that it's fantasizing about. It's trying to get little drops in the bucket and that's okay. But when it comes to really having that bucket fill, it will usually ultimately reject it. So what you want to be able to do is recognize in your patterns of limerence, what are they about? What needs do they represent? And when you can extract what those needs are and then come up with some strategies to meet them in your own life, you will be empowered to thrive. Now, I have a whole course on this you can check out for free for 7 days. It's called Overcoming Limerence. I think it's called Overcoming Limerence to Instead Build Thriving Connections or something like that. You can just use the All Access Pass free link below. Go in and just type in limerence and you'll see the course come up. And it gives you exactly all the steps for how to take these limerence-based situations, identify the patterns of what needs they actually represent. And then it gives all these suggestions for how you can meet these needs in your own life. And also do this from a couple other key features that may cause limerence, including things like traits that you're connected to. And what you're essentially trying to do is be like, hey, what are the fantasies I'm having? And if I'm fantasizing about somebody making me feel encouraged or important or giving me a lot of attention, well, what does that tell me about how I'm showing up in those needs in the relationship to myself? And you'll find when you pay attention that you don't show up in those needs in relationship to self very well. And so your buckets are always running on empty. So the moment somebody comes into your life that may meet those needs or that your mind can at least fantasize about getting those needs met, it will obsess over this person as a strategy to get some drops in your bucket because the bucket's feeling so unfull. Now, once it gets too filled, it will reject because it's too far out of the comfort zone and unsafe until you learn to recondition that feature in the relationship to yourself. So until you learn to actually reprogram being able to meet some of your own needs, then you prime your subconscious comfort zone to actually be attracted to people who give you attention, but also show up and not sabotage when people do, so you can have thriving relationships that actually meet that need in your life long term. And it's the remedy for going through this like vicious cycle or like merry-go-round of experiences where it's like, ooh, limerence, 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 and you feel like you're close to getting this need met. And then eventually the relationship sabotages and you go to the next object of limerence, the next person, and then you have limerence, 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 and then that doesn't work. And then you go to the next one. And that's a really frustrating experience for those of you who have had it. And it doesn't have to be like that. It's a very simple reconditioning process. And so you can, again, dive into that course, go through it, doesn't take time to go through, and you can check it out for 7 days for free. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that all makes sense. Obviously, I can go way more into detail in this like hour and a half course than I can in like a 10-minute video. But I hope this makes sense. Thank you so much for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.